FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa says the country should not expect to experience any load shedding for the rest of the winter period.
The remaining of the winter and then transitioning into summer, we really don't expect any major surprises in relation to the performance of the grid. Of course, this is a dynamic system. These are rotating units. There could be challenges here and there.
Ramakgopa updated the country on the state of the national grid earlier. He says the system has become stable enough to feed the country uninterrupted power supply.
We are beginning to see that the system is resilient, is becoming more and more reliable as we move forward. I mean, just to give you a sense that the unplanned outages of the generation units, they averaged about 10,884 megawatts over the past 7 days.
Moving home to KZN, the Re Inkonyeni municipality on the south coast has warned that a surge in vandalism cases involving the town's traffic lights is life-threatening. The municipality says cable theft has left many intersections without functioning traffic signals, putting motorists and pedestrians at serious risk. Municipal spokesperson Simon April says the intersection of the Sugar Mill Road and Crescent Street in Marburg has become a hotspot for criminals.
Currently, the municipality requires over 170,000 to repair these traffic lights alone. Cable theft is not only a safety hazard, it also results in unnecessary expenditure of public funds that could be directed towards other essential services.
And near Pietermaritzburg, Workers' Union Nahawu is demanding the KZN Health Department to urgently intervene at the Hawick mortuary. The union says it was called by workers to assess the facilities and poor conditions this week. Nahawu's Mazwi Ngobane describes it as a disgrace.
Inside the mortuary, there are no working toilets, there are no hot water. See, after performing autopsy, the workers are required to bathe their bodies in order to avoid the infection. But in that mortuary, there is no water to be used by the workers. The dissecting tables are broken, so they can do their work normally.
Ngubane says they've written to the department. And on the international front, South Korean prosecutors have raided the headquarters of the former party of jailed ex-president Yoon Suk-yeol. It's to gather evidence in an election meddling case against his wife, who's been arrested on corruption and other charges. With her arrest, South Korea now has a former president and first lady both behind bars for the first time in the nation's history. Durban, a high of 23 today, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. Your top story this hour, Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa says the country should not expect to experience any load shedding for the rest of the winter period. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.